the 31st of December 2012, a delegation of 6 people came from the Humanitarian Affairs Commission, known also as HAC in short. They came immediately, suddenly, I mean, and without any prior notice. They wanted to see me, and when I received them, they immediately showed me a letter. The letter simply says that the registrar of the national NGOs within the commission of HAC decided to cancel your registration as an organization and to strike you off the register of organizations that are allowed to work in Sudan.
Mr. Mukhtar, why do you think the government may want to close down your office and take away your keys?
Simply, the government wanted to control all the space and not to allow any independent voices. They don't want anybody who will find a venue and a forum to tell truth to power. The civil society is the only body that is doing this job, because the media is totally come under the control of the government. But there are other reasons or causes.
I have in my hand an article which quotes Sudanese government official as saying that the government appreciates the work of the NGOs, but as long as you do not follow a political agenda. Does your organization follow a political agenda?
Not at all. If we speak about democracy, if we speak about peace, is this political agenda? What the political agenda that we know about is to be active in trying to oppose the government, and you represent yourself as an alternative to the government.
What are you going to do to get your organization functioning again? Are you going to petition the government?
I did already this morning. All the top lawyers of Sudan, they came to our support, thankfully, and they already put the petition and the appeal, and they handed it this morning to the commissioner. So we are going to follow the legal path until the constitutional court, and at the same time, we are going to campaign against this by a series of protests, of appeals, of memos, of sittings, until this decision is being changed.